Yes.
He's incredible.
It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
We are back.
Oh, I know what that meant.
You could really give it the whole thing this time because Brenda's not here, trying to take the
my head, off. My ears, they just...
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Hanimation. We are back. I know we took another hiatus a little bit, did Dragon Ball Super last week, and we're going to finish up Trigun this week, man. Got my boy Rob here.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
Ice.
What it do?
Myself, Keenan Baker, and Brennan, bitch ass, is not here. He's with at Sundance, right?
Yeah, he's at Sundance, which is like... That aside, I mean, I know he was really looking forward to finishing this one up because he was like, man, I didn't understand it when I saw it as a kid.
Well, yeah.
Now I'll never know.
We'll fuck never know. Head. And I, you know what's funny? I'm not going to. Yeah, exactly. I'm
fuck
not,
that. We need to put that on the Instagram. Him in the picture of his hat.
And it's
so people
hat.
Know the reference of fuck that hat.
If you're at Sundance and you see this dude walking around with a hat and you're just like, fuck that hat. Fuck probably Brennan.
Yeah. Oh man, so yeah, we gonna knock this out, man. Four episodes. This might even be a shorter podcast. We'll see. Sometimes we get a little long winded, but it was
There's a lot to talk about as far as like thematically, like what it all means at the end of the day. You know, what the shit that Vash is trying to really tap into, and how you even like make that realistic.
I'm glad we didn't do eight episodes. That would have tried to fuck.
That's what I was. That's why I said it.
Dude,
I
they
was
were
like,
jam packed. Like Rob was just saying before we got on, is it wasn't even. Action heavy, but just from a story perspective,
it was
you know, huge.
It was a lot to digest, and that's why I was glad. I was like, yo, let's do four, because doing eight in general, no matter what, is it's too intense to
it's
watch. Yeah, and we honest, I'm be honest with y'all, we got lives, man.
Right.
Like we do shit. We got jobs, you know, we got ladies, we got, you know, we're singular for ourselves.
One lady apiece.
And it's like, you
what's
know,
the
we
time and date by
right. Oh, it's January 28th, 1/11/29.
Okay, yeah. Man,
shout
right,
out,
good
shout out J. Cole. J. Cole's birthday today.
All
right.
Hey.
Who cares? I guess. Good rapper, dope rapper.
Cold water.
Yeah. So let's jump into this, man. Episodes what 24 through 28. 23, 26.
Yeah, that's it. So this one started right after they had killed Zazie the Beast, or Wolfwood did. And you know, the band was breaking up a little bit here. Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't really happy with each other. At least Vash was not happy with Wolfwood at all. But we got a little bit of a flashback into Wolfwood's past on this one.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool. It turns out he's not Chapel the Evergreen, but he was like trained by him.
Right.
Yeah.
And we meet this dude, and we see that Wolfwood had killed either his father or adopted father or something like that. You know, he had been kind of abused as a child, got his hands on a gun and killed the man.
You know what? Was the father a priest too?
I couldn't really tell. I didn't think so. He wasn't dressed up like
he was
the rest
just like a regular dude.
Yeah, because I was thinking like that's that priest shit right there. Yeah. Right? And he's like, first time he got my hand on a gun, you know, and then I killed the man that was my guardian. And I'm guessing because I want to know what happened. Now I want to know. I not that I hope he was being touched, but if he was just like, yo, man, I forgot to feed you a few times at 8 o'clock at night, sorry, and then he shot this motherfucker.
That ain't really
grounds. You told me to take out the garbage one too many times.
Exactly. You're a piece of shit for that, Woodwolf. So I wanted to know more backstory about why he did, but it is what it is.
Yeah. But so he got taken in by Chapel the Evergreen, one of the gung-ho guns, and got trained up by him. And I guess this is like Chapel kind of saw Wolfwood as his heir, or his I don't know if his son is the right word, because they have a weird relationship too.
Mentee, I guess.
Yeah.
Little pupil, sensei. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Which Chapel like looked really weird. It wasn't until the next episode that I found out that his like big eyes were like sunglasses or something like that. But he looked like, you know, the fucking judge from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Big eyes
in
his hat or whatever.
You haven't seen Hunter x Hunter, but he kind of reminds me of Killua's brother in disguise.
Oh, okay.
And that's the vibe I got. Mm-hmm. Maybe you see him side by side, won't look that much, but the vibe I got from him, I was like, that's exactly went off in my head. I was like, he reminds me of Killua's brother.
Gotcha.
So,
he trained him up, and Wolfwood, it sounds like he did have some time on his own, which is when he opened up that orphanage and was just like, I don't want other kids to go through what I did.
Right.
Which now they don't have anybody taking care of him, so I don't know how that's going to work out. But so he turns out that he wasn't a gung-ho gun, Wolfwood, I mean, but he was doing work for them.
Yeah.
And that Knives or Legato had basically told him to track down Vash and then lead him, you know, along the way, make sure he was safe, and then kind of lead him to this final end game.
Yeah.
Which it kind of explains why he was killing other gung-ho guns along the way. He was sort of like living outside of the rules, because he killed that samurai dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he killed the puppet master and a bunch of other people on the ship. So, I mean, they, even though the gung-ho guns were coming at him, like, if I think Knives needed that revenge eventually. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think
it was... Oh, hold on. I forgot something I was going to say. But he came, and that was when he was talking with Millie and stuff, right? Before, and then he came out. He hit Millie that night, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Sure. He smashed, yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, I might not see tomorrow.
Yeah. She was in, I was like, looking, I was like, is that Millie on the mattress?
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, oh, goddamn.
Bedroom bully, Wood Wolf.
That's crazy.
So he gets approached by Chapel, who, you know, kind of asks him why he hadn't killed Vash yet, and he's like, well, that wasn't my mission. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of says, well, you did well to do that. You know, we bring you in officially to the gung-ho guns, and now you have to go out there and fight Vash.
Yeah.
So they're out in the town, and Wolfwood does draw on Vash, and it's just like, yo, let's finish this up, like what we started back in the gun drawing competition. Let's just do
Bastard.
This. And Vash refuses. He's just like, I'm not even going to fight you, dude. And at which point, you know, Wolfwood's just like, all right, so what if you do find Knives? Like, what are you going to do? What is your plan?
Right. Yeah.
And before he can really answer that, More shots.
Yo, that's one of the gung-ho guns.
More shards.
Oh, man, that'd be a bad fight. But more shots start going off because there's this dude outside of town, this sniper with this ridiculously long,
fishing pole type gun.
Right.
Yeah.
This shit was crazy.
I don't know how you move that around.
Only thing that kind of pissed me off about him is, like, something from that long, from that distance, and that big. I thought, like, it was going to be, like, a fucking crater when it... lands. Yeah. It was just like, pew, like knocking off a piece of a table. I'm like, come on.
Well, I think it was smart in the sense of to have something like that to where so you can't sense where it's kind of coming from. It's like that movie Wanted, I think, with Angelina Jolie. It was like,
shoot from
mad far, and you don't know where the bullet came from. I think that was like maybe the intention of it type thing.
Makes sense, because the dude was cloaked, too. Like, he went invisible.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it was crazy.
I was like, I don't know how they're going to find this dude. Once Wolfwood and Vash are both under fire, Wolfwood's like, all right, like, we're cool for now. There's another dude out here. It's not just the sniper.
Yeah.
You take care of the sniper, I'll take care of the other guy. And so they split up. And Vash is, like, driving this car around, just basically trying to figure out where the bullets are coming from. And kind of just, you see him, like, saying notes to himself, like, all right, it's coming from the west or whatever. And then he heads up that way. And eventually runs into the dude and destroys his gun, like, shoots it and blows it up.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, dude, game's over. Like, jig is up. And then the dude just pulls a pistol out from back behind him, blows
his
head
own
off.
Fucking head off.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, that's some cyanide pill shit.
Let me tell you something, bro. Y'all can answer this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody that I'm working for, I'm killing myself for.
No.
Like, yo, man, you know what, man? Like, I failed my mission. I'm like, I failed. I'm on a run.
Yeah, I'm a rogue, motherfucker.
I mean, but you also know, like, from earlier episodes when that one woman, the Cyclops, and the other dude with the minigun, when they didn't complete their mission, like, the other gung-ho guns killed them and strung them up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
they put them on the thing.
I would take my chances of being a beast at what I do.
Yeah.
And now, if I know they're coming after me, because I feel like maybe they didn't know. They were just like, man, you know what? We messed up, and then they got killed. I was like, nah. I know when I leave, they're coming after me, and now I'm going to be kind of like low-key coming after you to kill you first.
Right. Yeah. Beat you to the punch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think, too, I wouldn't. Just like back in the day, even probably now still, they do it just in war times. And people, you know, the pilots and shit, they had those cyanide pills. So they would just take those and die versus giving up information. Like, you're just going to have to torture me. Like, I'm not snitching on my people.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I don't know about torture either. I don't know.
I mean, if I get caught.
I've seen some of these methods, man. I can't swim. Waterboarding me.
Yeah,
he's on the south side of.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Pull out one fingernail and it's done.
Oh, shit.
That waterboarding shit is real. Like, I accidentally did it to myself. Like, I was washing my face.
Yeah.
And I, like, sucked up the towel.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And I was, whoop. I was like, oh, I thought about it. I'm like, oh, fuck. And when I was younger, too, I wanted to be in the CIA. And I was like, and that happened, I was like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
If they capture me and they put that towel on my fucking face.
Ice is done.
Yeah, there was some like radio show host a while ago that was talking about like waterboarding isn't torture. They were like, okay, like cool. And then he was just like, yeah, I'll be waterboarded. He did it for like a second. He was like, that is torture. Yeah, yeah. Nobody should be doing that to anybody.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a totally different topic. This dude was definitely very dedicated to this cause. He was too scared. He knew he couldn't run, you know, eventually. Because Legato, if he comes after you, man, like he'll make you kill yourself. Who's to say that he wasn't the one that made that happen in the first place?
He might have been somewhere near and then made him do it. Yeah.
So, you know, he's just like, all right, well, you're not talking. Like,
yeah.
But back in town, Wolfwood is having a showdown with Chapel, his trainer, and they draw guns on each other. And at first, Wolfwood wants to walk away, and it looks like it's going to happen. But then Legato is nearby because he makes Chapel draw his guns on Wolfwood again.
Because Wolfwood gets him. Like, Wolfwood beats him, and he has him down, and he's about to kill him, and he's like...
No, before that, though, right? You're saying...
Oh, yeah, well, because they do... What Ice is talking about does happen. He does get the drop on him, and he kind of has that moment where, Vash was standing over the other dude, and he's like, should I kill him or not? Mm. And he... And Wolfwood, this is his episode where he's trying to kind of reconcile what he's grown up believing and what he thinks is right versus what Vash is saying is right. Because Wolfwood does see himself as a man of God, I guess, somebody that helps people. He does, because we see in his flashbacks that he's gone about trying to do the right thing, kind of operating like Deadpool or something where he just makes sure the bad guys are the ones that get killed in the situation. But he's just like, I don't know, maybe I should be listening to Vash. I don't know. He has this kind of like crisis of conscience, and it ends up biting him in the ass eventually because he does have Chapel right there, and he's about to kill him, and he's just like, nah, you know what, like I'm gonna take a page out of Ash's book, I'm gonna walk away. And that's when Legato, I think,
takes him over, because he looks at his hand and is like, what the fuck, like I can't. And then he picks up a gun, and Wolfwood turns around, and then it's like it cuts to another, you hear shots, but it cuts away.
And so we get back into town, and Vash has just pulled up in his car, and he's sitting there, waiting for Wolfwood to show up. And Wolfwood shows up and kind of tells him the final resting place of where Knives is waiting for him.
Dimitri.
And then heads off on his own. And he does look fucked up, like he's all covered in blood and stuff. And he walks into this church and, kind of has this moment with himself, like, did I do it right? Kind of thing. And then he dies there in the church.
He didn't want to go. He was like, I don't want to die like this. Please not like this.
Yeah.
And then and he kind of like leans on his cross is kind of holds him up.
Yeah.
And it was low key sad.
I was watching it too. Yeah. And especially because they had his shadow like on the floor. And then it was like his body in the cross. And
it was a great shot. I was like, damn, this is like, it was intense.
Yeah.
Right when I saw the blood dripping, I was like, oh, fuck. Because I forgot he died. Like, because it's been so long, I forgot that he died, and I was just like, what?
I wanted Wolfwood to go with him to go fight Knives. So when he died, especially in this early of an episode, because there's like three episodes left, I was like, oh, shit. Like, so now where are we going to go from here?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so now it's Vash on his own now, pretty much.
And it's just them crying, like Millie and...
Yeah, Millie crying.
When they
cut
to them, I was like, Jesus. Because then Millie and Meryl, both of them, they were sitting there, I was like...
Yeah, because then you know it's real. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
I just got some dick. That's a Titanic moment.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Let me tell you guys a story. 90 years ago.
Go in the past. So this next episode, after that, they... Vash gives him the slip again, I think, right? Or does... Because they don't really follow him to the next town, or do
they? He just tells Meryl, like... He breaks down the whole story of him and Knives.
Yeah. Because Meryl is just like, you got to tell him. I heard you and Wolfwood talking. You got to tell me what the story is. And he does. He's reluctantly, because he's just like, everybody I bring that is close to me ends up dying. Like, you could see that now. You've been around with me long enough. Everybody, bad shit happens.
Yeah. I'll say this. After he tells her this story, this is why I couldn't fuck with Meryl. She was like, she kind of was like, well, fuck, you didn't like on some like, you're an asshole type shit. And he was like, I just told you why this is happening.
Right.
Like, to me, I feel like she operates on some... She's very bipolar in this series to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I would totally agree with that. And there's another reason why I wasn't really happy with Meryl, but that comes up a little bit later.
Yeah.
In this episode, Vash does head over to where he's been told that Knives is waiting for him. And well, there's actually another thing that happens where Chapel rolls up on Legato and Mid Valley, the Horn Freak, and Knives, and he's pissed at Legato for having made him kill.
Yeah.
He says here that like you're the one that made me kill Wolfwood, and I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so he draws on Legato, and Legato fucks his day right up.
Daniel crushes like all his fucking limbs and shit like that.
Then Knives comes out and is like, "Bro, why did you even come here? Like,
yes.
You know what you didn't even have a chance. You had zero chance fucking with any three of us."
But this is the first real shot of Knives, right?
Like, yeah.
In his older state.
Yeah, because he was like healing up or something like that.
Yeah.
In one of the plants.
Yeah. He was in the hyper. What was it? I remember. Like, it made me think of Dragon Ball Z.
The hyperbolic chamber or whatever.
Those like where they're filled with the liquid or whatever. Yeah, like Star Wars, the Bacta tanks or something like that. Yeah, it's Knives that finishes him off. He, opens up a black hole or some
and
shit.
And just fucking,
yo.
I was like, and his body, like, he made his, like, he's like, this is the darkness and mad, like, bullshit from your body that's eating you. And I was like.
I thought it was, like, on some shit where you don't fully die. Like, when he did I thought he said something, because he said, like, a cold-ass line to where it's like, you're going to be dying for, like, ever. It was some shit, like, I thought I remember saying something like that. And I was just like, Jesus, just kill me, bro. I can't sit there and die.
Just how his
eternity?
Body was crumbling up, like, invertedly. Like, his body was invertedly just crumbling. And I was like,
yikes.
Damn, this ain't Knives is no joke.
No.
Yeah, he's a beast.
And he even said, I think that whole speech that he was giving him, like, bro, like, you knew you fucked up coming here. Like, you knew you had no chance in hell, and you was like, he was just comparing it, like, but you humans just, you know, live off of instinct, and that's gonna be your downfall.
Yeah That was a cold line.
So Vash is on his own in town, and he's looking in Dimitri, I think, or Dimitri, something like that. In that town, he buys his bag of donuts, and he's just trying to take in all of life, but, you know, he's too sad, and he starts crying. And this was the creepiest part to me, is he's sitting there crying, and these kids come up to him, and they start talking to him at first, going like, oh, yeah, like, why are you crying? And then all of a sudden, one of them is just like, you know, you killed Wolfwood.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, that would make my blood run cold.
Yeah.
And it turns out everybody around town is just, like, stopped, like, dead in their tracks, and they're all, like, it's got to be Legato, you know, all under their control or whatever. Yeah. And
his power is crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Soon after, Mid-Valley shows up, and it's time for him to, you know, do his performance, and he uses his horn to...
Legato shows up, though.
He's there for a second.
Yeah, he comes and he's like, draw. He keeps sending him draw, and he's like, bro, no. He's like, well, meet me at the top of that hill. He disappears, and then everybody, like, starts to wake back up, and then he's like, oh, shit. And then that's when Mid-Valley comes
Somebody does say that he's Vash the Stampede, and everybody starts running off. Everybody runs off.
Mid-Valley says it.
Okay, And so when he shows up, he says that it's Vash the Stampede, and everybody leaves, but... he's able to bring a few people back. That's got to be Legato, like, bringing people over or something like that, because he's able to bring people that are, you know, screaming the entire time that they don't want to be doing this, but they can't control their bodies, and they're moving towards the fight. And Vash does all he can to save them, just taking, like, blast after blast from this dude's saxophone. He was getting killed.
Mid-Valley was tight, too, because it was like he was just using the air currents from the...
when Vash said, he said he's like, he does like the, he could take like the something from the notes or whatever and turn it into like pain or turn it into something like that.
That's crazy.
Cold.
Yeah. But Vash eventually he tries to shoot the guy, but he like blows the bullets right back at him with the notes.
Yeah.
With the power of the sax.
Yeah.
It's eventually he's able to ricochet a shot off of a wall and like basically destroy one of the notes that he has on his saxophone.
Because he shot his gun away, and then he jumped in front of another person. Then he tried to use his handgun that he had.
Yeah.
And then, Mid-Valley pushes his foot down on him and was like, don't waste your time. And he kept shooting away. He was like, you're not even close to me. What are you doing? And he finally ricochets it and hit it. He was like, oh, he wasn't even aiming for me.
Yeah, totally. And so he does transform the saxophone into a type of gun, and it looks like he's got the drop on a bunch of just civilian dudes, but the thing like self-destructs and blows him up instead or something like that.
Is that what is self-destruct?
Something like that. I couldn't tell if it was just like the guns were pointed at him or like
I don't know. So I think he just killed himself purposely. That's what I felt like.
Yeah.
But it was funny. He says a funny line. He goes, oh, my B flat's not working. And as somebody that I played in a band before, I played in a band for years, and I like, I always felt like saxophone players were the cockiest motherfuckers on the planet. So I'm like, yeah, like Cam over there, you saw it too? My brother plays saxophone. Yeah, see, yeah, exactly. Arrogant motherfuckers.
I always
man.
Thought it was trumpet, man. Trumpet was always the loudest
well,
to me.
Well, I think trumpet and saxophone are the two kind of more arrogant.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to like the woodwind, like of I play clarinet, so. Gotcha. Mm. Or you go like, oh, you playing a bitch ass instrument, you know what I'm saying? That's why I transferred over to drums.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, my brother was like cocky saxophone player, so he reminded me of, you know, saxes playing. Yeah. I was just like, you fucking arrogant.
You think
bastard.
About too is like how always saxophonists are depicted in like media and TV. It's like,
yeah,
like they're always
the lover boys,
guys, yeah. The cool guys, yeah. Yeah. Even the Simpsons
very
and stuff,
cool.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, bleeding gums, burpy ass,
yeah. Oh, for sure.
So with Mid Valley out of the way, Vash heads up to go see Legato to have that final confrontation with him, and Legato is he does reveal that, like, you know, we saw in a flashback when Nyes and Vash had met up in August that Nyes had shot Vash's arm off, his left arm. So that's how he has the gun arm. Mm. But it seems like he either grew Legato from Vash's arm or attached it to Vash. Mm. That's how he got his powers, is he has Vash's arm. Because he mentions, like, oh, shit, when... Well, he's not worried about it. He's just telling him. But, you know, whenever you get angry, I can feel my left arm twitching.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the powers that I have are due to you.
Yeah.
You know? But he refuses to use them.
So then I wonder where his telekinesis comes from, because Vash doesn't have that.
Well, they kind of show that he does, but he doesn't use it. Mm. He wants to live as a human, I guess, which is sort of where he and Nyes. Like, that's where they split, because it does seem like Vash doesn't want to. It seems like he could have these powers, but he doesn't use them.
Yeah,
right.
You know, at least that's my read. Mm-hmm. You know, because
he had never used it, has he?
No, I don't
the
think
telekinesis?
So. I don't think so.
No.
I think you would see that as cheating or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, forcing people to do something, because he keeps talking about, like, oh, they're alive. You know, there's something that we should respect or whatever, whatever that is. Vash gets really pushed to his brink here, because Legato at this point is just trying to get him to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, you know, kind of doing this, like, Joker versus the Batman sort of deal, where, like, what can I get you to do to, you know, break your one rule of not killing?
And then he gets the townspeople to shoot at him.
Yeah.
Like, you got a choice, but they going to kill you or you got to kill me. It's kind of like, it kind of gave him that, like, ultimatum, like, do it. Like, this is go to the end with this.
Yeah. But Vash, I mean, he's that kind of guy where he's just like, he'd rather die than do this. That's because that is his code. So this is where Legato, you know, really turns the tables and kind of tries to see what he'll really take. And because he brings out Marilyn Milley.
Because they head back. Because they're at one of those episodes or that earlier that episode, they're like, we got to put it together. Like, Vash needs us. This is going to be the last time we see him. Like, we need to go in with him. And then it's like, let's head over.
Yeah, because Millie is just, at first, she's just like, you know, we got to keep doing this. Like, I know what's in your heart. You got to follow him.
You're in love.
You care about him.
Yeah.
But Millie in this one, I was just like, you know, she obviously just went through some shit. And she's the one going, like, let's do this. Like,
right.
This is our job.
Yeah.
And Meryl, rightfully so, is just like, you should be the one that's
in
charge.
Lead. Like, I don't have shit. Meanwhile, Millie's still crying. Like, she's crying through the whole thing, but she's like, we got to get this shit together.
She took her day, you know? Yeah. She had her night of wallowing in it, and then she was just all about going back to work the next day.
Yeah.
Gotta respect it.
She's fucking huge.
She is. She's built.
Yeah. And if you go height-wise, she's a good 6'3".
Yeah.
She's like that, yeah.
She probably had fucking Wolfwood up against the wall, you know what I mean? Like, lifting him up.
Yeah.
She's tall.
She is a big woman.
Hilarious.
So when Legato brings out the townspeople and they're, you know, basically kicking and beating Marilyn Milley and just about shooting all around them, and it becomes clear that Vash has to either kill Legato or they are going to kill the townspeople, and that's what happens. Vash eventually does pull the trigger, and this is the first time we've seen Vash execute somebody.
And it too, because at first he took over Legato. Uses powers on Vash for a second to make him, like, pull his hand up to the trigger, but then he let him, like, he's like, this is you from here on out, but I'm going to still fuck with them. He was like...
The first thing I thought of when he killed Legato. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought of Lil Wayne, like when he was like, "Pow, one to the head." Now you know he did. I didn't even feel bad for Legato. I was like, "Get him the fuck out of here."
Yeah. No,
his powers is too strong too. Yeah. Like it's dangerous.
That's next level. And just to your point, like you said, he never shoots anybody to kill anybody. But I think if any point that he killed somebody prior to that, that moment wouldn't have that much weight.
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
Right. Him killing Legato was like, okay, one, you earned that shit because you've been on some fuck shit the whole back half of this show.
Exactly.
And then second, it's like, well, this is your first time, and given these circumstances, it's not like they were in a war, like going back and forth shooting, and he accidentally killed him. Like, he set the stakes so high to where it's like, well, fuck, man. Like,
yeah.
So it's like, I think that him not killing anybody prior to that really, you know, made that. Really drove that, you know, it hit the marks that it needed to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It helped definitely helped the moment land. So the next episode, Vash wakes up in bed. He's all fucking beat up from, you know, his fight with Mid Valley, and he immediately remembers that he killed Legato, and he's torn up about it. At first, he's just like, what the fuck? Like, you know, this is the one thing I shouldn't have been doing. Like, I let Rem down, and he's having this moment. And this is where I got pissed at Meryl, because she like walks in and just kind of like checks on him, sees he's not doing well. And then he's just like, you know what? I'll catch up with you later. Like, he just broke his one fucking rule to save your life.
Yeah. Right.
And he's in there like screaming, like you couldn't just, you know,
be there with him.
And
he was screaming bloody murder. Like, right. It was like, that's for you. Like, it was crazy.
I was like, fuck.
Console this man.
And you're just on the other side of the door. You're on the other side of the door hearing him go through this. Like, just be present. Just be present.
Be there with him.
Yeah. It's like, you know how when you have a girl, a lot of times they just want to vent. And it's just like, they just listen to me. That's all she had to be there for. Just let him yell and then hold him. Let him cry. Just be like, I'm here for you, babe. Or because you feel like that's your man anyways. You love him.
She does.
Right. Yeah. So just hold him and let him cry tears.
That could have been a moment for you guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You blew it.
She did. She did blow it.
You blew it.
So the rest of the town, at this point, they don't know that it's Vash up there. And they're still asking, like, oh, how's your friend doing? How is he doing better? Because
he was out for like 10 days.
Yeah, that's what she says, is he was out for a long time.
Damn.
Eventually, how did they find out that it was Vash?
Oh, somebody the dudes that came to drop off the packages. Right.
Yeah, because Vash is fucked up. Like, he's like mentally fucked up. He's sitting on the porch, like covered in a blanket, staring off into space. And some dudes, they make a drop off, and they're just like, yeah, that's fucking Vash over there.
Yeah, because they came. Because then he went up. Because for some reason he was up on that hill by himself, and then that's when Meryl and them, they were doing the working with the whale, because that's what they're doing to get money, is helping with the whale, doing day labor. Then they saw him up there, and they was like, what the fuck is, who's that man up there?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, fuck, it's Vash. And then they was like, come back. And then he was like, all right. And then he's like, I got to go. And he tries to leave, but he passes out again.
Yeah.
And then that's what brings him back to the porch and stuff. And then dudes come and drop some off. The dude that's dropping it off is like, whatever. But then the dude in the car is like, what the fuck? Hurry up. Get back in the car. And he's like, bro, why are you yelling at me? Like, the fuck is wrong with you? And he was like, get in the car. And he's like, all right. And they driving off. He's like, bro, that's fucking Vash. And then that's when it like turns up.
So that's not like some, that's, you're that Suge Knight. Back in the night. Back, get out of here.
Yeah. You see that big ass
red chain? Yeah. Big ass red Cody gun on a Suge.
So the rest of the town, they once they hear the news, they're not happy about it. And so they corner up Millie and Meryl, and they're just like, we'll let you go if you get the fuck out of town right now. But your friend, he's with us. And outside, they're dragging Vash around.
Fucking dragging him. Fucking Mad Max shit.
Yeah. They got him tied up to the back of the truck, and they're dragging him around. It's not looking good. And there's a bunch of people, I mean, they've suffered because of the stuff that he's tied to. I mean, and we've seen this before. It's not necessarily Vash's fault that this shit follows him everywhere, but he's the one that catches the blame at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And he's telling him, like, you're right. Maybe you should just kill me right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I am Vash the Stampede. And because there was one guy that was just like, I don't know. There's no way this wimp is Vash. Like, you know, he's just taking it. Like, Vash would fight back. And he's just like, no, I'm Vash. Maybe you should should
kicks
kill
him in the fucking face.
Oh, man,
kicks Vash right in the mouth.
They kick the shit out of this dude.
Yeah.
But it's. I mean, I guess this is where Meryl sort of kind of redeems herself. She shows up and gets in between them. And is just like, you shouldn't kill this dude. Nobody has the right to take the life of another. And that's where, you know, in his concussed state, Vash looks up at Millie and is, or Meryl, and is just like, oh, it's Rem. Like that's something she used to say.
Yeah, and she's looking kind of had that face of
kicked in the head one too many times. Yeah. You start seeing some shit, and he's just. This is the moment. This is the first time we really see that he's just kind of like, oh, maybe there is something here with this girl. Because before he's not really
feeling her
outside of the cooking part.
Other than that.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Like, just trouble following you everywhere is like, you think about your ladies. You guys have you guys. If they were equivalent to Vash, where it's like not killing level stuff, but like it was always some fuck shit. Anytime you were with her, would you be with her? Like if it just happened right now, like in the beginning of a relationship, it'd be easy to say no. But like from this day forward, if it was always some fuck shit associated with your lady, would you still be with her?
If it's stressing me out that much and it's like ruining, like it's like ruining my days and I can't go through days without like either stressing or going through some shit, I wouldn't do it in this way like, well, fuck you, then, bitch, I'm out of here. But I would be like, look, man, I like a lot of negativity is surrounded by you, and I'll try to work on it and see if we can try to fix something. But if nothing, you're not growing and nothing works, yo, it's like I gotta bounce because like, especially I think I'm 33. Yeah. Like I'm 33. I can't keep doing this. Like if I was 25, I might take this with you. But like at 33, hell no, I ain't taking this with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I don't know. That's tough to say. Cause yeah, like when shit starts happening, you always want to think the best of yourself and be like, yeah, man, I'd stick through thick and thin. But fuck, like when it hits the fan, it's real.
It's like damn, every time I'm with you, we in a car accident.
Yeah, because you even watch some of those movies, like what was it, 50-50 with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he's dating that girl, and she like, or any of those movies where it's just like somebody gets really sick,
right?
And then like the person they're with leaves them. I'm always just like, man, fuck that person. It's just like that is like the lowest of the low, it seems. But then you go through and it's like, fuck, that's a lot.
Yeah.
To live with.
Yeah.
You know, to
live with somebody that's been, even somebody that's like, let's say you've been with somebody and then now they're like either paralyzed or something like that.
Yeah.
Can you even survive something like that? You'd be like, yo, I can't, I got to live with this person. They're damn near like a vegetable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the rest of my life, and we're like 27, shit.
Yeah.
What about you, Ice?
Yeah. I mean, me actually being in my like 27 is like, fuck. Like, you know, like just being with, like, every time I'm with you, like, this isn't necessarily you doing it, but like, every time I'm with you, we in an accident. Or every time I'm with you, my tire pops. Or every time I'm with you, I get, you know, kicked out of a comedy club. Or every time you here with me, some fuck shit happens. And it's not necessarily you that's doing it, but if that's what you're surrounded by, then it's like.
But I think at a certain point, too, you start to feel their energy. I think with this, Vash's energy has always been positive.
Yeah.
So you know it's not, it might not even necessarily be tied to him. It's like, somebody's coming after this motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
So because he's a positive person. You hear his quotes at the end of every episode. He's a fucking philosophical type of person.
Right.
So I always feel like you would feel the energy if your girl is always negative and she always around drama. And then all of a sudden you get around her and there's drama, too. Yeah.
But what if she was positive? Would that be easier?
I think it'll be a little easier because I'll be like, all right, maybe something's just off. Maybe it's us. So I'll try to look deeper than that. But I feel like if she's positive, not that much stuff will be floating around her. That's, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But let's ask Brennan. Nobody gives a fuck about what Brennan had to say. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
So that episode wraps up. Vash is kind of like, all right, well, that's, he figures, you know, once they decide to let him go, he figures out like, all right, like that's where Knives is. He views across the desert. He's just like, that's where I gotta go to run into Knives. I know I have to take care of him. Like, I finally think I understand what that means. I'm gonna go meet up with this dude, and we're gonna have this out.
Yeah, pretty much. He says like, there's no way I can like deal with Knives without killing him. I have to kill him.
Yeah. Well, and two, Meryl tells him like, you know, what if you just stayed here? Like, you could have a simple life. And he's like,
yeah,
that sounds good, but kind of knows that. You know, it's him or Knives, really. Like,
he said that before they came and got him.
True.
And then I think he was kind of settling in, like, yeah, this is going to be cool.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, fuck that. You.
you got to go.
You got to go. At the end, Millie comes through with Woodwolf's cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was like, yo,
take this with you.
Take this with you, bro, because you probably going to need this.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so he heads off across the desert with the cross on his back. And
yeah.
The next episode, there's a ton of flashbacks in this last episode.
Yeah, yeah. It felt longer than what it was.
It did. It
and
did.
It, and it wasn't.
No.
It's still 24 minutes.
Yeah. They fit a lot of story in here. But it really goes back to, you know, where they were kids and they landed on the planet. He and Knives are, you know, 120 years ago or whatever
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
And they're watching the other seeds come down. And, you know, it turns out I assumed originally they must have split up as soon as that happened, because I don't know how Vash would be hanging out with this dude when they clearly don't see eye to eye on this shit.
Yeah.
But they hung out together for like a while, like 15, 20 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Just walking around the planet, you know, watching the people sort of struggle to survive. And Knives is saying like, you know, they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Like this planet will kill them eventually.
And I feel like Knives was kind of like the alpha male or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And then Vash felt like he needed him at a certain point. And then at a certain point, he was like, I don't. But for a while, it's kind of like, I need to be around this guy. He's my brother.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, I think for that sense, he was like, I don't want to leave my brother also.
Yes.
He stuck together while some wild shit was happening.
And Knives looked crazy. Like, he a crazy looking dude.
Yeah,
and
when his pupils got all small or whatever. Yeah, like,
damn, bro, you're weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he tells him, like, and Keenan, you and I were talking about this at the beginning of the podcast, or before we got on the podcast, but like, Knives' whole goal is just like for just to be the two of them on the planet.
Yeah,
it's like they're just like, so what's then what?
Right. He says something like, what did he say? He says something like on a sense of like
well, he's just like, it's gonna be our own personal Eden, just the two of us or something like that.
It's it's like no, fam. Like, nah, I don't wanna live on a planet with just the two of us. There ain't no chicks.
None.
Just like, we ain't gonna be smashing nothing out here.
That's probably why he was so good at saying no to prostitutes and all of that. Cause it's like, bro, I went 20 years just with me, my brother and I. So like,
I can wait another night.
I guess.
Yeah. So he's just, I mean, I get why Vash is just, you know, he doesn't want to be the only one left on this planet with this crazy motherfucker, like, you know, like, so he's, there's one moment where they're kind of standing over this valley and they're watching these humans in like a line waiting for waters. They're trying to fight for survival. And Vash says, like, if they can figure out how to use the plants, like the power sources within the ships, like, they will survive.
Yeah.
And this is, we get a little bit more information that they confirm that whatever is going on, whatever powers these plants, whatever we saw that in that moment back on the ship with Bradley or whatever, that there is something alive inside of them.
Yeah. I think when I started putting it together, I think Vash's arm is called the angel arm.
Yeah.
I wonder, are they angels inside of these vessels?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even when a girl comes and floats down, she kind of has like wings and you kind of float down. So that, it was very angel-esque.
And they had, I mean, that's later on, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they talk about like, you know, these are our brothers and sisters inside these things.
Right. Yeah.
They look different than them. I mean, Vash and Knives seem to have a very human appearance, even if they age differently. I mean, they grew up faster and then stay the same age,
right?
Like,
yeah,
indefinitely, it seems like.
Yeah.
But there is and that's Knives' biggest problem. He's just like, these people are using us as an energy source.
Right. You know,
they are imprisoning us, and it seems to be some sort of holy wrath thing where it's just like, you know, where do you guys, like, we're the higher beings, like, and we're being abused by this.
Right.
So they wander around for another decade or so waiting for humans to die off. Mm-hmm. And Knives tells Vash, like, actually, I want to check out this ship. They go to this ship and he's like, you know, there's something in here that I left behind. I want to get.
Yeah.
And, he leaves Vash outside for like a year or something like that. It says,
damn.
Yeah.
he had him waiting out there for a while.
Vash was like, I just don't want to be alone. Yeah. So he just sat there and waited this whole time. Like a fucking simp.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he was some like dog tied to the fence or something like that.
Yeah. I wish somebody would leave me. I start tripping at like 10 minutes. Like,
yeah.
Let alone a fucking year.
Like, where are you going, man?
It's like somebody, parent abandoned. I'm going to go get some smokes. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Never come back.
Never fucking come. Like, the fuck? Where is that store at?
Seriously. So he comes back out of the ship and he's got these two guns and he tells them that these are the weapons they're going to use to destroy humanity. And he gives Vash one of them. And that's the gun that he's had throughout the whole show and the one he uses to destroy July and August. And so they're about to go off, and he's telling Vash, you know, we're going to do this. This is how we're going to, you know, kill humanity. And Vash is just like, no, that's not. This is where he finally kind of grows a backbone and tells him, you know, that I'm not going along with your plan.
Yeah, what?
And he shoots him. He shoots him in the leg.
Yeah.
And he starts screaming like, you shot me, man. Right. Like, what the fuck?
why do I feel this?
And Vash just leaves him there, like, presumably to die, I guess.
Yeah.
He just leaves.
He was tripping out.
Yeah.
Like, he was like. Like, he was just so appalled that he fucking shot him in the leg.
You shot me, man!
His reaction was hilarious.
It was kind of
funny. I was cracking up, because it was like, you know, like in those movies when somebody, like, comedy movie. Exactly,
yes.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do, shoot me?
Yeah.
You fucking shot me! You asshole!
Yeah, so he goes off on his own, but I mean, this is why he was hanging out with Knives, it seems like, because he is pretty useless on his own, at least at this point in time, and he collapses out in the desert, probably also to die, when he gets found by the other flying seed ship that's still up in the air, and that's how he meets those people, and they nurse him back to health and, you know, kind of bring him in as a human, and that we all get this in montage, like, they don't really even spend too much time talking about, you know, his time on the ship.
The kill action.
Yeah, they just got right through it, and it turns out during his time up there, he finds out that there's somebody that was related to Rem that is still alive somewhere down on the planet, and he's like, all right, I gotta go talk to this person to kind of tell them what's up and what happened with Rem and all this shit.
A human?
I think so.
Yeah. She's human. Yeah.
So he goes down there, and that's where he goes down to August, and this is where we see, we'd seen this scene before, I think, in a few episodes ago, where Vash walks into the office, and the guy is already dead, and Knives is sitting there on his desk, and he's just like, "Hey, your last, connection to Rem is gone."
Yeah,
you know. And I think really early on, we had seen this where he's just like, "Yo, Vash, like, what's up, man?
Haven't
seen you in a long time." And he draws his gun and he shoots. He's like, "Are you really gonna shoot me again?"
Yeah,
and he shoots his fucking arm off.
Yeah,
and he starts to activate the Trigun, and he tells him, you know, we're going to destroy the city whether you want to or not.
Mm.
And that's when Vash points the gun at him and blows his lower half off.
Yeah.
As best as we can tell. And that's why he's been healing for the last, like, 80 years or whatever. It's taken him this long to grow his legs back or something. I don't know. Bionic legs or something.
You'll be good. It's going to take you about 80 years.
It's going to take a while for those to grow back. So Vash has just been wandering around, I guess, in the meantime. He didn't really seem, I guess, still looking for Knives, because when we meet him at the beginning of the show, it seems like he's still looking for Knives. So he must have known that that didn't kill him, but he loses him somewhere in the chaos of the blaster. He doesn't remember, because every time the gun goes off, his memory does get fuzzy.
Yeah, and that gun is vicious. Like, that's what took out that whole town was that gun. Like, Trigun, like, it fucking destroyed everything. Like, a big... Like an atomic bomb.
Yes.
With steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I had a similar thought that, you know, it was very atomic bomb esque.
Yeah.
So, you know, then we kind of get a recap of everything that's happened up to this point. And it's Vash and Knives just out in the middle of this, like, oasis, you know, that's grass and trees in the middle of the desert. Their private Eden, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that he's been working on. And,
cause he walks up on him, like, really casual, like, "What's up, bro?" And then and then that's when they go into that flashback, and then they come back, and he's like, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah, he's just sitting there.
He hits him with a cold line. He goes, "How the humans been treating you?"
Yeah.
I'm like, disrespectful.
Yeah, just, you enjoy your time walking around pretending you were human or whatever?
Yeah, dirtbag. I was like, kill him now.
Yeah.
So they do draw down on each other, and they're a match, obviously. You know, they think very much alike. They're mirroring each other's movements, all that. Like,
and Vash initiates it. That's what kind of was like. He was like, "What up?" And he just pulls and starts shooting. I'm like, "All right, Vash, I see you."
Yeah, they're running like behind trees, cover to cover. You know, really trying to take this whole thing down. And eventually, Knives does get the drop on him, and he activates his, you know, ultimate weapon, and he's about to blow Vash away, and you think it does. It pulls back, and there's this giant explosion, and you're not really sure what happened, but when it cuts back to him, it turns out Vash also, you know, he used his own powers this time. He activated his arm and was able to shoot the gun back at him and canceled it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a short battle with these angel arm guns, these, you know, and when Knives kind of uses it to the full extent. I think this is what you were about to mention earlier. Like, we see some feathers, like, kind of growing out of the gun off of his back, which kind of lends itself to that, you know, explanation that he's an angel or something like that.
Yeah. One thing we forgot to talk about is Legato tried to activate his gun too when he took it. Yeah, when he took him over, when he had the him down.
That's right.
He tried to activate it and it went all the way up to his shoulder, but then he tried Vash fought it and then it went back to regular. And he was like, "I'm not doing that again."
Yeah, he
like,
did find a way to overpower it, so he couldn't be controlled again. That's true.
Yeah.
So they're having this fight and unfortunately, Knives is the one that ends up kind of winning, and he shoots Vash a few times, and he gets both guns, and he's about to just unload both of them on Vash, and we get this moment in his head where Vash hears Wolfwood's voice, which is like, "You idiot!" Like
Needle Nose, whatever he calls him,
from the bounty episode.
He's just like, it's right there, use it, and Vash reaches down into the dirt and pulls up Wolfwood's cross. And, you know, he blasts Knives away, who, again, is just starts screaming immediately.
Yeah, like, little bitch.
Hey, he can't take a bullet for shit.
That's what happened when you've been, sitting on your ass for 80 years.
He's soft. Right? You know? He's not out there, like, all, cut up like Vash is.
Yeah. Vash was the Pikachu, and he was a Raichu.
He was.
Hilarious.
He wasn't ready.
So Vash, he shoots him in, like, each of his arms and his legs, and Knives is kind of, he's on the ropes, and I don't know, Vash is standing over him, and it looks like he's ready to finish him off. Like, does this kill Knives, or is he just, like, knocked out? Like, because Vash has this moment where he is standing over him, and it's over.
Yeah.
And it seems like, but he doesn't, like, shoot him in the head or finish him off. He doesn't double tap.
Yeah, he's not dead.
To make sure he's dead.
Because he's just carrying him.
No, it's and it has at the end, like, it says, Vash returns with Knives to Millie and Meryl.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think he's just unconscious and maybe.
Because they show it in the credits.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. It's hard. All right. This is pretty much the end of it, right?
I mean, this is pretty much it. Back in town, Millie and Meryl, they strike water and the whole town has water and it seems like there's a big, gushing well of it. And they're just like, "Oh, do you think Vash will come back?" And Meryl, pulls that humble mover. She's like, "Oh, yeah, he's got a real good woman waiting for him." Like,
fuck out of here, you bipolar psycho ass. Fuck out. Nobody wants your ass.
Actually, it'd be funny. Like, "Actually, Millie, what's popping?"
Yeah. After all this time, it's what Wolfwood would have
wanted.
Dirt.
I'm still carrying this cross.
But they see Vash coming back into town. Yeah, and he's carrying Knives over his shoulder. And that's the thing. I was like, did he really bring his brother's dead body back to town just to be like, "Hey, look, here he is"? Yeah. Like,
motherfucker did all this shit. Here you go.
But I guess he is. Because it. That does, again, if Legato's the one person he killed, that does make that moment land much harder. And the whole thing is that he has to take care of Knives. And we don't really see what that is.
Yeah. Because
this is the end of the show. Like, the show ends with him walking back into town,
And I wondered how long the manga went on afterwards. I would want to know. But so my thing is like, just a question. And I actually wish Brennan was here because he has a twin brother.
Yeah.
Could you kill your brother? If this is happening, this is you're Vash and your brother is Knives. So you guys eventually, your brother's like, "Yo, I want to kill motherfucker." You kind of like, "Yo, this is not my life," whatever. Could you kill your own sibling or a twin brother, whatever?
Like, I don't have any siblings, so yeah, sure.
Fuck him.
Yeah, I'll kill a hypothetical.
He don't exist.
Yeah, Rob's like, "Easy work, no problem."
No problem. Yeah.
I've been the only child my whole life, so yes, I'm the only child.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's tough. I mean, obviously, if you grow up with somebody, like, even one of my closest friends or something that I've known like for a long time, like I got a buddy that I've like seriously, I've known him since kindergarten. We've been friends since like sixth grade. He did not like me in kindergarten when we first met, but I won him over, I guess, eventually. Mm. But we've been good friends for a long time. I'm trying to like put myself in those shoes where I'm just like, if he was on some shit, if he was doing something crazy, like, could I do it? And like, I don't know. Like, it'd be tough because I'm sure there's something in Vash that sees it from his point of view.
Right.
And it's like, I see what you're talking about, man. But that's wrong. And
yeah.
That's corrupt. And he wants to be able to show him something better, because he doesn't want to kill anybody. So personally, I, thinking about it that way, I don't know if I could. It'd be tough, especially if I see what he's talking about. Like, if he was just, like, gone, like, the person I knew is dead, you know, like already, you know, I think maybe I could, but it'd be tough, man. I mean, if the person you always knew was there, I don't know how you could. That'd be really hard.
Yeah. Having it on your conscience for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would fucking kill my sister. I love my sister. My sister's my dog.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's my dog. But like, I would take it to the point where it's like, I would confirm that you would kill me. Like, if you're in a situation where it's like, you have me dead to rights and you would have pulled the trigger, and then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, so you would have killed me? Like, all right, now I'm about to kill your ass.
Do you think your sister would kill you?
If it came, if she was really strong about something and she knew that, like if she had, like, the knives complex or, like, a Killmonger type complex, like,
yeah.
And I was, and then my death is what's standing in the way of that, she's very goal oriented. So, like, she would kill me, and after it clicks in my brain, like, yo, she would kill me, and it's like, all right, well, you're not seeing what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing what you're seeing, one of us gotta go, and I would smoke her. I would try.
Yeah,
but
I could.
What about you, Keenan?
Yeah. I have an older brother. My brother's like 17 months older. We're fairly close, but we had some like end of the world battles. We had like I've almost chopped my brother's finger off with a butcher knife.
Fuck.
Damn, God damn.
You know, my brother threw me through a shower glass. I still have the scar to this day on my back.
Damn,
he threw you through what?
A shower glass when we were cleaning up in the bathroom. And he just pushed me through it, and he luckily grabbed me and pulled me before I hit the ground because I would have been fucked up worse.
Yeah.
So you know, we had some very big battles.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it because like at the, I don't know, I feel like even on his end, I don't think he can kill me. I think the type of person he would just be like, he would beat my ass really bad, and he'd just be like, I'm gonna beat this into you.
Yeah.
That's my brother. He has kind of like the ego of like, you're gonna see it my way. First of all, I'm the older brother, because that's how he is. His mentality is, I'm the older brother, so I'm right anyways. So you're gonna see it fucking my way.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to make you see it my way. But then even on my end, I can never live with that. I probably would have, I don't know. I don't know if I would have just bounced and just left.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, I can't do this. Like, fuck,
I would have went off the deep end, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, after I do that, it's like, there's no coming back. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, you kill, like, somebody that close to you. Like me and my brother and I are super tight.
Yeah.
So, right. In that sense of, like, I don't know if I could. But, yeah, I couldn't do it. But
yeah, I mean, and it's tough, too. I mean, the show kind of wraps up, like, with a bow on it. But you got to imagine, like, what's the next day when Knives does wake up? And he's okay, well, you beat me.
Right.
You know, like, it's cool. I mean, humans, like, we get along now. Or it's like,
no,
this is still going to be, like, probably hundreds more years of conflict.
Yeah.
Knives and is going to run
be
off.
Even more. He's going to be even madder because it's like, bro, you killed me because of these humans. Like,
yeah. You fucked me up real bad.
Like, we wouldn't even be in this predicament if you felt like I felt, and these humans are the reason we're even here.
Yeah.
So, fuck you and fuck all of them. So, yeah.
So, what is your overall feeling of this anime, Rob?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was definitely, I think, light on the action overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's some really good themes and just... ideas to even think about. Like, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, when the credits finished rolling and it was done, I was left there thinking like, huh, you know, there's a lot to think about afterwards. It's not just, it's not kind of clean. There's a lot of philosophical questions I feel like they leave up in the air of just like, you know, I don't know, what is the right way? You know, because I think it's, I don't know. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I think there's still a lot to talk about, but.
Would you recommend it?
I would recommend it. Yeah, okay, I would.
I got a recommendation. We can start doing that. Like, when we finish the anime, would you recommend or would you not recommend? Rob recommends.
I recommend this one, yeah.
Okay, Ice.
I would recommend it for sure. It's one of my top five just because kind of like what Brendan was talking about before, just in this, with Samurai Champloo, it's just the nostalgia of it. I mean, after Dragon Ball Z, this is one of the shows that got me into anime, and just the fact of like I always saw myself in real life as a Vash, like I fuck around, but like when shit gets real, like I'm not the one to play with, or like I fuck around at work, but like I get my shit done and I'm successful in what I do, but I still just joke around. Yeah. So I always kind of like, it was just cool to see a hero that kind of reflected who I was, and especially at me at the time, I was getting in a bunch of trouble. But I was really good in school. I was a straight A student, but I always was fucking up. So it's like, okay, like there's somebody like that can fuck around and still do their job. And I was like, look, this is look at this person. So I think the nostalgia value of that. I think kind of like Samurai Champloo, there's a couple episodes there that wasn't necessary.
Sure.
If they do, you know, go to like even, you know, a plus 20 episode for them is still good. Like, it didn't need to be shorter to 12, like Samurai Champloo. But I think like a 22, maybe 22, 23.
Yeah.
Right there, I think that would have been the sweet spot for that show. But I think, too, is like, I feel like if they had like him going against the Gung-Ho Gunmans, like if that was just the whole show alone, like these back half couple, you know, last three or four episodes of just them coming after him and him having to fight and like go at it, I think that would have really made the show, like from an action perspective, a lot better.
Right. I agree with that.
I agree. So Ice recommends.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I agree with you, what you're saying right there with that, in the sense of like, if more Gung-Ho Gun from the beginning to the end, I'm like, this shit is action. Because I'm like I said, I love action anime. And at the beginning of watching this, I was just like, oh, fuck, not another one. Not another just kind of slow, this is going to be terrible. But as soon as we got on, I realized how philosophical it was and how deep this shit is. Yeah. Like, I'm with Rob on this, too. It's like, yo, this shit, this might be anime you kind of need to watch when you get older.
Yeah.
To understand some of the stuff that's being said about how life is with people and how humans are. Because humans, we ain't shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We aren't shit. Like, it's like, here's the thing. I get Nye's perspective.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I'm willing to kill the spider to save the butterfly.
Yeah.
And we're the butterfly. Pretty much, he's saying we're the supreme being. We're the better being. So these people got to go. I'm not necessarily saying that in the sense of like kill a whole nother race or whatever like that, because that's on some shit. But it's like on the sense of like, if y'all trying to like, y'all using us, like pretty much you're sucking the energy out of us, out of our people, out of our angels, out of our plants, whatever you want to call it, whatever it's called. You're essentially killing us slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get him on that sense, but I get Vash in the sense of like, yo, we can't just be, not everybody's this bad.
Yeah.
So we can't just, like, he's looking at what's her name? What's the girl that he loved up there?
Rim.
Oh, Rim.
So he's looking at somebody like Rim. Like, Rim loved us. Like, why the fuck would you, like, this is how, he sees humans as Rim. Mm. So it's like, from a philosophical standpoint, this shit was deep. I would recommend it, but I would probably give a disclaimer. Like, if you're into action, it's going to be a little slow. Some action points are good, but I'll just tell somebody, like, it's deep as fuck. Like, the it's layered and it's very deep in the sense of, and I think that's what people will take out of it and enjoy. So, I definitely felt like it was on some, not on some, like, slave shit, but it was on some, like, what am I trying to say?
I think when you have a higher being involved, like somebody above humans, that's always fucking dope to me. And I think that's why I always love Greek mythology, because it's like it's another fucking level of being where like humans aren't the shit.
But it's funny, but humans are always the ones trying to destroy. Like it's like Vash kind of like, let's chill. And if humans like, no, like that's why I feel like as humans we're terrible. It's like if we find some type of being that is above us, we're gonna fuck them up.
Yeah,
we're gonna use them, try to get their technology, and slowly kill them until we go. Not kill them immediately, but like use them until we know all we need to know from them. Like, all right, we don't need you no more. That's how humans pretty much fucking are. It's like we're
look at technology.
Yeah,
how we with technology is like, oh, this is atoms. Like, oh, let's fucking make this into a bomb. Like, what?
I
mean, it's not you know, when a lot of our technological advancements, they come from the military. Or when we get something that there's a technological advancement, it goes to the military first.
Right,
like the internet was from the military.
Right.
Like, a lot of this phone shit, it's, you know, was military shit first. I think you're right. It gets weaponized before it gets disseminated and like used to really further anything. You know, it's you know, weapon first, use it for, you know, defense or attack, and then turn it into like, oh, okay, now what else can we do with
it? It's always about weapons first.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. As humans, we're like, we're just, it's all about killing.
Yeah.
It's all about, and that's why I feel like we're fucked up being. That's why I say in the sense of like Vash, it's like, I get with him, it's just like being like, we don't have to kill people, but I get on Nye's level, it's kind of like, these motherfuckers are murderers.
Right.
Yeah.
They're
right.
Evil people. It's not, I'm not just killing people. I'm killing evil motherfuckers. Like, the human race to me is a bunch of evil motherfuckers that need to die.
Yeah.
And I'm not evil. I'm just doing what I got to do, baby.
Yeah, it's us or them, you know? And I choose us.
And I choose us. And what do you do? Do you not, would you not choose you? Or would you, you know what I'm saying? So I get that in a sense. I would recommend it. So that's three recommendations. I don't know what Brandon will feel, but who gives a fuck?
Because right. fucking man.
So his recommendation doesn't matter in this episode. But what are we going to next? We're going to Baki next. Is that the next anime?
Yeah, no, we talked about that one. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, yeah, Baki, because I think it's new on Netflix. It's not a new anime, but it's new on Netflix. So we can kind of watch that. I think some people are still kind of getting into it and watching it, and y'all can follow along. So that's going to be the next. Anime we get into, man. And Rob, you want to drop your stuff?
Yeah, RV Danger 44 on Twitter, RV Danger on Instagram.
Ice.
The eye exam, THEIYEXAM. We had some somebody. I was talking to somebody yesterday on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
On the
animation. Yeah,
yeah, on Instagram. So please keep interacting with us. Cool conversations.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Keenan Baker on everything. And you can also follow the Anime Shun page, Anime Shun on Facebook, on Instagram. Yeah, let's give a shout out to this dude. His name is Big X Big. So BIGGX and BIGG again. Yeah, he always shows love. And another cat on here, Reggie Williams Jr. 85, be showing love. And Lord Penniless. Those cats kind of show consistent love on our page, mm-hmm. man. So shout out to y'all, man, for listening consistently and showing us love and hitting us with questions and. You know, we appreciate y'all, man. We appreciate all our fans to listen, man. So we'll see you guys next week. We're going to be watching Baki. So make sure y'all follow along with us. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Anime Shun. See y'all next week.
And so anime was solved forever.